Morning, everybody. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late on our post today. And the last couple weeks we've been talking about the end times. We talked about Israel in the end times. We talked a little bit about the one world or the alignment of nations and so on. And today I'm going to talk about the Antichrist a little bit. This is a busy week at the church, and just to do that first, this Thursday is our final Bible study in James. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Kind of a final review and going over the book of James. Saturday the 1st is our men's breakfast, 9 o'clock. Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we will have both services, 9:30 traditional, contemporary at 11 o'clock, featuring a baptism of an adult baptism this Sunday. And then we begin Holy Week, which will culminate in Good Friday, April 7th. I'll have our Good Friday service at 7 o'clock. And we will have a sunrise service, 6 a.m. on Sunday, April 9th, down by the lake. And then our combined 11 o'clock Easter service. So I hope you can come to those things. All right, as I drop my glasses. All right, here we go. Now we're going to talk about the Antichrist today. And we will start in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, entitled The Man of Lawlessness. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together in him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed either by spirit or spoken word or letter, seeming to be from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you about these things, and you know what is restraining or holding him back, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will come, who will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. Therefore God sends a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but have pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 12. We also remember in Daniel 9, we talk about the Antichrist or the man of lawlessness, 9:27. It says that this man will make a strong covenant with many for 1 week, and for half of 1 week he shall put an end to the sacrifice, and on the wing of abomination shall come one who makes desolate until the decreed end is poured out on the desolator. Parallel passage. So what's being said? The Antichrist will come, the man of lawlessness. He will make a covenant with Israel for 7 years. The last 3.5, he will, at the beginning of that last 3.5 years, he will defile the temple of God. He will declare himself to be God, as we see here in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. He opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship and takes his seat in the temple of God. Right now, there isn't a temple in Israel, and I know you know that. So one of the things that needs to happen eventually would be a temple to be rebuilt. And then this lawless one, this Antichrist, will basically declare himself to be God and defile the temple. This has happened a couple times in history. Antiochus Epiphanes certainly defiled the temple. He did not declare himself God. Titus, the Roman emperor, did not go into the temple and declare himself God because the temple burned, but he did in the outside of the temple sacrifice pigs and so on, declaring that the Roman gods were superior and so on. But he himself did not say he was God and that he should be worshipped. That's unique to the Antichrist. He will say he is God. And the last 3.5 years, he will bring havoc upon the earth as we know. And of course, it says that someone is restraining him at this point. We believe that's the Holy Spirit. But that the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. There are many who believe in the times in which you and I live that the Antichrist already is living somewhere in the world and poised to become the leader that the Bible speaks of. And of course, the coming of the lawless one, verse 9, is with the activity of Satan. And with powers and false signs and wonders, he will deceive those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. We also know from Revelation 4 and following that a great number of people will come to faith during the tribulation, but many will not. Many will follow and worship the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the beast. God will send a strong delusion on many people, and they will believe what is false, and they will be condemned. So we'll talk more about this next week. I would encourage you to read Daniel 9, 24 through 27, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, which gives a more thorough description. And there'll be a couple passages, maybe in Ezekiel and Revelation, that we'll look at next time. God bless you as you study God's word. We believe we're in the end times, and a lot of these things that we are reading about, we are poised, we're on the precipice of many of these things coming to fruition. Let us pray. Father, we pray, give us discernment and wisdom through your Spirit as we look at your word and as we study these prophecies about the end times, whether it's the nation of Israel, whether it's the alignment of one world government and the leader of that government, the Antichrist. Give us wisdom, we pray, in Jesus' name. I hope to see many of you at Bible study tomorrow night and at the men's breakfast, and then, of course, Sunday as we begin Holy Week together. God bless you and have a great day. Bye now.